Let's take some of these calls. Bob from Manhattan, how are you on the air?
Good morning. Good morning. This may sound a bit obscure when I start out the story, but it ends up rather nicely. I live on the Upper West Side, and I was taking the express train, the 2 or the 3 from 96th Street, and a car wasn't particularly full, there maybe 20, 30 people, and as I sat down and the train was accelerating out of the station, a red grape came rolling down the aisle. You know, it was so ovoid-shaped, and it was bouncing around, and it hit people's foot, and it went all the way to the back door. And as we decelerated at 76th Street, it came forward again, and it did the same thing. It weaved around, it hit people's feet, it went under the seat. Well, the same thing happened at 42nd Street, and then again at 34th Street. And I was watching the life of this little grape very intently and seeing what was going to happen. And at 34th Street, just as the doors opened, it passed, and somebody stepped on it and flattened this grape. And I was sitting there looking at it and realized I was totally wrapped in it. And I looked up, and there were three other people on the other side of the car, and we were all looking at each other and smiling because we had all been watching this grape. You know, it sort of tied us all together in this moment, you know, the life of this poor little red grape that wound up flat on the, you know, squashed on the floor.
Now, Genevieve, I'm sure a lot of people have stories like that, not necessarily with a grape, but something happened that suddenly connected all of these people who otherwise wouldn't even look at each other.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something that's this fantastic leveling platform about the subway. We all use it. We share this experience when it's horrible or when it's great. There was one of the stories that we collected that's sort of has a similar kind of theme to that, is there was an incident where a rat got onto the subway car, and the entire car is like shrieking as the rat runs from one way to the other, and then one person takes a newspaper and swoops it as the doors open, swoops it onto the platform into the crowd of the people waiting to board the train. But it's a collective experience, and there's so few times when we really get to share in something like that together, and it can be, you know, as small as a grape.